Commentary: America, the Real Victim of Brent Musburger. By John David Kahn on January 10, 2013. By now, most sports fans, and, dare I say, most Americans have heard the soul-piercing controversy surrounding veteran broadcasting guru and fashion icon Brent Musburger, pictured above. Monday's national title game featured second-ranked Alabama battling top-ranked Notre Dame. But it also pitted ESPN announcer Brent Musburger against America. And the media got it all wrong. Again. In case you're not familiar with the specifics surrounding the incident, Musburger, pictured above, was calling the game as he is wont to do, when ESPN cameraman Ned the Snake Salvucci, not his real name, trained his camera on Catherine Webb, current Miss Alabama and girlfriend to the Tide star quarterback A.J. McCarron. And that's when all hell broke loose. The 73-year-old Musburger, devoted husband of almost 50 years to one Claire Arlene Sander Musburger, beloved father to two strapping young boys, now men, Blake and Scott Musburger, loyal brother to Todd Musburger, adoring son to second Beryl Musburger. Beryl, which is not only a terrific name but also happens to be the name of a mineral composed of beryllium aluminium cyclosilicate with the chemical formula Be3Al2CO36, saw an opportunity that perhaps he had been waiting for his entire broadcasting career. And he took it. I'm not talking about Musburger's widely reported public launching of his misogynistic missile when he suggested that a beauty pageant contest winner was in fact beautiful. That type of island irresponsible journalism was quickly and appropriately denounced by Musburger's employer ESPN, who issued an apology on Tuesday on behalf of Musburger, pictured above, for stating the obvious. Here at Breitbart Sports, we hold the media to task. We delve a little deeper. We look for subtext. And there is subtext here, and it is dangerous because it is subversive and will only reveal itself to the nation when it's too late. And that's the genius of Brent Musburger, he hid it in plain sight. Here's a transcript I found through minimal effort. Now when you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there, she does go to Auburn. But she's also Miss Alabama and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend. Okay, and right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner, that's A.J.'s mom. Wow. AJ's doing some things right down in Tuscaloosa. I tell you quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women, that's a, what a woe. If you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with pops. Social media exploded with debates about feminism, broadcasting, beauty tips. All the while, the message had already been delivered to a nation's youth. And an entire generation. The seditious Musburger buried it at the end. He knew very well that overt enthusiasm for a woman 50 years his younger would induce outrage from the repressed or a high five delivered telepathically from the collective libido of the healthy American male. It didn't matter to him which carried more weight. It just mattered that it did. And then he blew the dog whistle, for the kids. For our kids. If you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with pops. Every American boy watching that game, seeing that girl, listening to Musburger, pictured above, was sent a very clear message: you want a girl like this? Throw a football. Reports flooded in the following day from schools around the country. Classes were skipped. Homework assignments not completed. Cellos abandoned. Chess clubs imploded, only to fade away. Class presidents abandoned their posts, giving way to student anarchy. Musburger knew this would happen. This was no accident. The question is why? Why would he lure American children away from education, art, medicine? Why? Why would he want America to fail? Who is he really working for? Not ESPN. And how complicit was Ned the Snake Salvucci? Nothing good has come from this episode save for the fact that sale of footballs subsequently skyrocketed, and fathers connected with their sons in unprecedented numbers. But I hardly think that was Brent Musburger's intent. It was simply another diversion set in motion by a man who clearly has an agenda. The question is, what is it? John David Kahn is the Minister of Culture for Breitbart News and Breitbart Sports. Follow him on Twitter.